Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me here for another quick chat, a mental note for your Friday afternoon. Today is Friday, January 29th, 2021. This is actually our first show here, Mental Note, of the new year. Guys, so happy new year. I know it's a little belated, but happy new year. First month is almost out the door, but we are here and ready to chat a little bit about the subject, how to appreciate your now in a world full of next. How to appreciate your now in a world full of next. Guys, let's think about that for a moment, that whole concept. I mean, because nowadays we live in a world where we're always looking for what is next. We're grasping for it. We are anticipating it. Think about what would happen if we just took a moment and assessed the good of now. Just think about where you are in the world. Hopefully in a good place, safe place, breathing, right? Which is good all of its own in this day and time that we live in. So I just want to take a moment, guys, and just appreciate what God has done for me and for you in this moment without thinking about the next moment. Guys, I think, you know, it really would change our way of being, our state of mind, our whole thought process, because a lot of times we are so caught up in what you have to do next. Sometimes, you know, it's, oh, I need to pay a bill, or I need to go this place to handle this task, to, you know, just one thing after another. So it's hard sometimes just to be silent, or, you know, just take a breath and just really look around and appreciate what's happening in the moment. In the very moment that I'm speaking right now, you know, hopefully, guys, you are, like I said, in a safe place, able to breathe, able to think, able to be calm for just a moment. You know, sometimes that's all we need to recharge our battery, to, you know, set our sights on what's next. Sometimes you really just need to just chill for a moment. You need to just be able to relax and let your thoughts just kind of go on their own, you know, just kind of swirl around in your head a little bit, or think nothing at all, you know, just clear your head, really. Clear your head, because now as soon as you turn on the television, as soon as you go outside, there's just so much coming at you. So much to try and protect yourself from. Things that we can't even see, guys. Things that we can't even see. And a lot of times, you know, you have now, you have to really just be careful about not only every single place you go, but you also just have to be careful about who you are allowing to speak into your psyche, right? Because, and I think I spoke on this last year, you know, right at the end of last year, guys, you know, we have to be careful about what we take in, because there's just so much out there in this world that vies for our attention. And so we really have to be conscious and careful about what we allow in. That really is going to help you when you try and take a moment, because if you're thinking about all the negative in the world, or you're thinking just even about things that don't really concern you, it will distract and occupy your time in a way that it really shouldn't. Guys, this is a mental note. Let's appreciate our now in this world full of next. Stay tuned. I'll be back for more. All right, guys, just a quick break there. I don't know if you are aware, but on yesterday we lost a legend, an icon, a woman of such grace and beauty. Up until the very end is what I tweeted, guys, yesterday. She was sincerely a complete beauty up until the very end. Someone who inspired us just as a black woman, guys. She really... her life is so inspiring, and I can't, you know, I just purchased her memoir, As I Am. I'm waiting now, patiently waiting for it to be delivered to my home so that I can start reading. But she just had released that, I think it was on Tuesday, and she passed away on Thursday afternoon yesterday. I am speaking of none other than the one, the only Mrs. Cicely Tyson, Miss Cicely Tyson. You know, at one time she was married to the jazz legend. I can't call his name at this. I just had a brain lapse. I can't even call his name right now. But she was married to him, Miles Davis, guys, Miles Davis. She was married to him for some years, a long, long time ago. And as far as we know, that was her only husband. But she, and I don't believe she had any children, but what a remarkable woman, career that she had. And the fact that I was reading that she would not take any parts, any acting roles that would demean her as a black woman. So no housekeeping, no, you know, maid or whatever, no prostitute, none of that, which I just thought was phenomenal. Just to set a standard, you know, because a lot of times, especially on social media, there is a lack thereof of just the standard of womanhood, of, you know, of just being a female that just has standards. You know, you're not going to do just anything. You're not going to say just anything. And I think that somewhere along the way, we lost that. And, you know, I'm not really judging, because I could easily have fallen into that way of being, you know, where I just kind of go with the flow and do whatever else is doing. It would probably be easier. I'm sure I would have a lot more of a following. I'm sure that, you know, I would be a lot more popular or whatever. But at the end of the day, that's really not what's important to me. And so, you know, I think just, you know, as the more I learn just about life and, you know, the more I experience life, I have learned to really determine what I value, really take, you know, assess what's valuable to me. And I don't think a lot of people do that. Is, you know, I told you guys, you know, I'm a realtor, but I also have a business where I do credit counseling and repair and, you know, a few other things. And one of the things that I notice a lot is I do more teaching about value. Like, what do you value in life? What do you hope to accomplish? What are your goals? What, you know, what means something to you? Is it really that meaningful for you to go out and buy a car and you don't have a house to put your family in or to put yourself in, you know, does it really matter that much to be able to show people that you got the nicest Jordan shoes, but you can't pay your utility bill, or you have debtors calling you, or, you know, you go around and you don't pay your debts and things like that, but you want the public, when they see you, to perceive you a certain way. There again, I just posted, guys, on Twitter not too long ago how much people value perception. And I think that within itself is a problem. It is a problem in our society right now how much value we put on perception, because a lot of times, especially on social media, especially, you know, in general, really, perception a lot of the times, guys, is not the reality of a situation, of a person, of a relationship, of a business, of, you know, I can go on and on and on. I mean, a lot of times what you perceive it to be is just truly not what it is. And, you know, that's why you have a lot of people that get scammed by different things, by people, by businesses, by different organizations, you know, because they go directly upon, you know, they run with the perception, guys. So, you know, just think about that. I know I kind of went off on a tangent because we're talking about how to appreciate your now, but it really goes back to that, because if you really appreciate your now, then, and you'll take care of your now, and then when your next shows up, you know, you won't even realize your next is there, because you will be so concerned about making sure that your now is straight, right? So that when your next shows up, you can just kind of flow into that, because there'll be time for that. But you have to do, you know, I think people kind of put the cart before the horse, is what they would say from where I'm from, guys. I'm from the South. So what we would say, you're putting your cart before your horse. So from Alabama, guys. So, yeah, I mean, really, a lot of times that's what happens. And so I have just learned, I've lived a bit. So I've learned that it's better for my reality to be what I need it to be versus what people perceive, you know, me putting on a show for you to perceive one thing and it's actually something else. I think that's a little bit ridiculous. I'm a more, you know, you get what you get, what you see is what you get type of individual, in a sense. Not saying that I don't show my whole hand, but, you know, I just think it's very important that we be authentic enough to not care so much about perception, especially if our reality is not adding up. All right, guys, thank you so much for joining me here on Mental Note. I appreciate every listening ear. Hope you are having a fantastic start of the new year. I know it's, you know, starting off kind of bumpy with COVID and everything, but hope to God it gets better sooner than later. Guys, remember, in all things, peace and love. Until we speak again, make it a great day, guys. Talk soon.